Christmas, everyone. You got Zoe and Jane back here, ready for a great show episode. Gonna play some tunes. It's a little foggy on this morning, but we've got a... Oh, Zoe just realized her mic wasn't plugged in, and now she's fixing it right now. We've got a lot of songs to play for everyone today, and we're gonna get it started with some Renee rap.
In a good mood for once, the first time in 6 months. I don't hate you as much. You went there in my dreams. I could finally sleep. It felt good, but it sucks. I don't hate you as much. It's easier holding a crush. I'd rather be angry than crushed. I'm doing too much. I'm back where I started again, crying and calling my friends. This should never end.
It's you that I'm missing. Still see a vision of us cooking dinner and you holding me from behind. And you say, please be careful. The knife is so big and we can't have another ER trip. We're too young, too dumb, too in love to afford it. Now it's just me and 100 square feet of bittersweet memories. Deleted the playlist, but I still hear all your favorite melodies. Strangers to lovers to enemies. So I'll dance with your ghost in the living room, and I'll play the piano alone. But I'm too scared to delete all our videos, 'cause it's real once everyone knows. Could've at least shown me some decency. Done me a favor and packed up your coat. Falling in love, no, it ain't for the weak. So don't try this at home. The couch that we sat on back in New York made its way 3,000 miles to LA. The This pillow's been talking, asking me where the hell you been. Told me you love me 2 weeks in, and I knew I would fall for you over and over. But who would have known that the falling would come to an end? But now it's just me and 100 square feet. Bittersweet memories. Deleted the playlist, but I still hear all your favorite melodies. Strangers, lovers, enemies. So I'll dance with your ghost in the living room, and I'll play the piano along. But I'm too scared to delete all our videos, 'cause it's real once everyone knows. You could have at least shown me some decency.
We're just gonna let that play in the background. Okay. Background. A little bit,
you
but.
You guys know who that is?
Zoe, tell them.
Well, I'll introduce it and then you tell them because you're a big fan.
Really?
Well, that's Renee Rapp, and you may know her from College Girls. She's plays
Layton,
the blonde one. And she was also Regina George in Mean Girls on Broadway.
I know.
And she's really young, too. Isn't she like 21?
Yeah.
23. 21.
She's young. Something like that.
And this is her album, and it's so good.
Yeah. She's such a great voice. This one's Everything to Everyone intro from her deluxe version. Yeah, and she's just like an overall baddie.
Yeah, she is.
Good stuff. All right, Zoe, so... on our walk over, we were like, what should we talk about, Zoe? We were like, what should we talk about today? And we brainstormed some topics.
Yeah.
TBH, I'm kind of forgetting them now.
One was Passover.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll start with that. So,
Jane, what did you do?
So, I went to... Okay, by the way, this is her next song, Colorado.
Sophie loves this song. Our friend Sophie, who's been on the show, she loves this song because she... is
from
originally
Colorado.
From Colorado. Actually, originally New York, then Colorado.
Wait, quick plug for Sophie is that...
oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Idea. But I'm not going to say it on air.
Okay. She's got... they're dying to know. Well, our friend Sophie and her band, Fees, is opening at Spring Fling. Y'all may
have
heard.
Yeah, so cool.
It's going to be amazing. We're so
they're
excited.
They're opening for literally Flo Rida.
Mr. Flo Rida himself.
Oh, I've heard this song.
Yeah, you know this one.
Oh, I know all the songs that we're good.
Oh, she knows it. He's been vetted. Okay, so anyways.
So, yeah.
Long story short.
What did you do for the
Chag
Sameach.
Chag Sameach. Well, for any of our fans that might not know, Passover is like the Jewish holiday where you have a Seder, which is like a festive dinner, and you talk about the story of Passover. And then for the next... 8 days you can't eat leavened bread, so you have to eat matzah because the Jews were escaping Egypt and they didn't have time to let their bread rise.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, yeah, I have some family nearby in Brookline and I went to their house for a lovely Seder. They're very nice to include me and I had really good matzo ball soup, brisket, star of the show, roasted veggies, haroset, which is like this so apple good. Stuff, get slept on. That might be my favorite Passover food. Gefilte fish. Yeah, lots we've already established I'm a tuna lover, so I'm a gefilte fish lover. And yeah, it was great. Good to see the fam. Good to be in the house. How about you, Zoe?
Well, so basically, I usually would go to my sister's house for Passover, but she went back home for Passover this year, and I just couldn't make that work. So I couldn't go home. So what I decided to do with Sophie and my friend Emma, shout out Emma.
She's been on the show when she called in once.
Oh yeah, she did call in once.
Our
that
fans
was Emma.
Might remember.
So basically, the orphans decided to go to this Jewish deli that we found in Brookline called Zaftig's.
Plug Zaftig's.
And it's so good. So we get there, I thought we'd just be like ordering off the menu, whatever. But no, they had like a whole Passover dinner that included matzo ball soup, gefilte fish, choice of
fire,
chicken or brisket with like all these sides, and then choice of coconut macaroons or flourless cheesecake. And it was so good. One of the best matzo balls I've ever had. Brisket was on fleek.
On fleek. Bring that back. Bring that back.
It was so good. And I was really sad. And we did our own like little Seder with the Haggadah, which is like the book that leads the Seder.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, Passover is by far my favorite Jewish holiday.
By far.
It's like always about like bringing in spring. And I think the story is so meaningful. And I like how like every food in the Seder has like a meaning. Like everything's so good, but
that's
like
a really good point.
But it's just like everything, every little thing about like the way you sit, like the order in which you, like the what you're eating, like I don't know, like everything about it, the order in which you're eating things, like what you drink, like everything has so much meaning that like actually connects back to the story.
Totally.
Which I just love, and I think it's so like so Jewish to like surround a whole holiday around food.
How beautiful. Love that.
Yeah, so I really enjoy Passover. What about you? What's your favorite Jewish holiday?
Yeah, Passover is up there.
I think it's just so great. It feels like the Thanksgiving of the Jews.
Because it's like one feast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like meaningful.
Yeah. Totes.
And like the food is meaningful. The same way like for Thanksgiving, like the food is meaningful. Because it's like you only really eat that once a year.
Yeah. Like turkey stuffing and whatnot. Yeah.
However, it's great.
Good point.
Yeah, so it's Thursday, which means weekend is almost here.
Yeah, they know Thursdays, those are our favorite days.
We love Thursdays, and yeah. I don't have class till 3 today because my professor is away for Passover.
Let's go.
One of my classes, so. How's your day looking, Jane?
So, it's pretty foggy here in Medford right now, and that's okay because I'll be in the info booth in the campus center until 2. Then it's going to be like 70 degrees, so I'm going to spend some time outside.
I hope it gets sunny.
I know, I think it actually might. It's supposed to rain too, though.
And then...
sorry.
That's okay. Jane just yawned.
Yeah.
That's what that noise was.
Oh, this one's so good. It's called Moon. Yeah, and then I have a big CAD project to start and finish.
Do today?
No, do Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do the weekend.
Yeah, but I don't want to do this weekend.
She doesn't want to
do
this
weekend.
We're going
to have fun this weekend.
What are we going to do this weekend?
Just vibe.
I'm going to make matzo crack.
Oh, she's going to make matzo crack.
Should we explain what matzo crack is?
Yeah, I was waiting for you.
It's like matzo, but you put like, basically like toffee, like caramel.
Yeah.
And chocolate on top of it.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing in the world.
Last year when Zoe and I were making matzo crack, I told her I'd Venmo her $10 if she ate a stick of butter. And she
did. I didn't
did.
Eat the whole stick of
she
butter.
Did.
It wasn't the whole stick she of butter. It was like a big slab of butter.
I've got
and
the Venmo receipt.
And it was for $10. Like, you would do it too, given the chance.
You would do it too.
Given the chance. You would.
Yeah.
I would. You would do it too for a check. For real. For a check. Bless you. Bless you.
Sorry.
And it was fun. Yeah. Last year after Passover, we went, we slept over at our friend Nina's house. Shout out Nina.
Shout out
and
Nina's.
Yeah, we made moths crack. Is that the night that we all fell asleep on the couch watching a movie? Like, old grandpas?
Yeah.
And we woke up at, like, 5 a.m. and we were like, where are we?
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, we were tired.
Totes.
But that's my big plan for the weekend.
Good stuff. Yeah, what else? It's kind of sad that we've only got a couple weeks left.
It's crazy.
Unfortunately. Like,
we only have 3 weeks left now.
Three?
3 full weeks.
No.
After this week.
No.
3 full weeks of classes.
Oh, you mean after this weekend?
Like, we have 3 full weeks of classes left.
Wow. Oh, this is good. Thank you, fans, for the recommendations. We have to talk about April Fools.
Because
we had some pranks.
We were
pranksters. Yeah, it was actually pretty awesome. So, okay, let's talk. So one of the pranks was a quick version. Okay, imagine. Jane and two friends walk into the dining hall and they see Zoe in an adjacent table. So we sit down, we get our food, we're chit-chatting, and Zoe's, like, probably within earshot, but, like, definitely not,
like, very much within eyesight.
Within
so, like,
eyesight.
If something, like, weird was happening, like, I would notice.
Yeah, so then we sit down, we're like, oh my god, it's April 1st, like, Zoe's right there, it's the perfect opportunity, what can we do? So at first we were trying to think of, like, something weird we could just, like, at first, I was going to do, if, like, anyone got up, I would, like, pour salt all over their food, but it, like, didn't really happen.
I don't think I'd notice that.
Yeah, and I, like, didn't want to waste food, like, environment. So, we decided we were going to, like, do something really weird and really dramatic to get Zoe's attention. So, we make up this whole long thing, and we're, like, talking, and it escalates, and then it ends up... This is all fake, by the way, but Zoe doesn't know this. It ends up, I got so mad that I storm out of Duick Dining Hall.
It was so funny. She, like, this is so, if you know Jane, like, this is so unlike her. Like, she is just, like, so, like, if there's a confrontation, like, she'll be so mature about it. Like, she knows how to handle it. And she gets, and I see her from the side of my eye, she gets up and screams, like, no, like...
No, it's mine.
And she's like, it's my story to tell. Like, I don't know, something crazy, like something, like, dramatic like that. And, like, leaves. And, like, I don't know who, like, Nina screams, like, no, Jane, no. And she's like, no, I'm leaving. And
yeah.
She leaves. And then I'm like, what's happening? So I'm like, I should probably go over.
So then we got her attention.
So they got my attention. And I go over, and, like, Nina has her hand has her head in her hands. And, like, that was obvious. Because she was probably, like, cracking up.
Yeah.
But I thought she was, like, so upset. And then Julia was, like... And I was, like, what's wrong? Like, is everything okay? And Julia's, like, don't... Like, just don't worry about it. Like, she, like, looked mad. I was, like, oh, my God. Like, I better not overstep.
Something's happening.
Like, something's happening, and I can't overstep my boundaries. Like, something's up. And I was completely... 100% convinced.
Yeah.
And the whole rest of the day, like, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong. Like... I'm trying to get, like, different sides. Everyone's telling me a different side of the story. Like, I was so stressed.
She was, like, texting. And little does Zoe know, right when I stormed out, I was waiting at the campus center, like, by the benches, like, in the front. And then the people I was with, Nina and Julia, came over and met me. And I was like, how did it go? And they were like, she's so fooled. Like, we got her.
I was. They were so good.
And we kept this going for, like, a couple hours.
For so
like,
long.
Zoe was, like, bugging
I,
all
like,
day.
I, like, couldn't do my homework. I was like... What is going on? Because, like, this is so unlike any of us to, like, get into, like, a big blow-up fight. And, like, I was just getting, like, I was just so, like, I couldn't figure out what was wrong. Like, no one would tell me. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so bad. But then it was weird because, like, Nina sent me a picture. Because I knew that you guys were going to the gym after because you were all wearing your gym clothes. And Nina sent me a picture, not to throw Nina under the bus because I still believed
it.
I still believed it after she did this. But she, like, sent me a picture of Jane running. She was like, she's running her stress out. Like, because you look really intense in it. And I was like, oh, God, like, this is so bad. Like, she's getting... But then I could see that Julia was on the other side of you in the picture. And I was like, why would they be surrounding her if there's, like, awkward tension? But I still believed it.
She still believed it.
And then we just were... I tried to get them back all the rest of the day, but I couldn't.
No, okay, so then we go to the library, and then we sit down. Or no... Okay, no, and then, like, Nina told you.
Nina was, like, I was just, like, what? I FaceTimed Nina. I was, like, you have to tell me what's wrong. You have to tell me. And she, like, couldn't. I think she was, like, stressed that I would, like, mess up and, like, double cross. Like, you know, because when you're, like, trying to figure out, like, friends, like, obviously you want to be on both people's sides. And, like, she didn't want me to be, like, exposed whatever. Fair. So, which I didn't, though. I feel like I handled it well.
You did. Off the pranks.
Whatever. And she was like, can you just think about what day it is? And I was like, it's Saturday. I don't know. Like, and it was like, it's April. And then I was like, oh! And I, like, called Jane. And I was like, I literally called you I was like, I hate you. And then I called, and then I hung up.
I know. We're pranksters.
Yeah. What else did we do?
Oh, and then later that night, we were... Wait, what were we doing that night? Oh, we were out that night. Yeah. So we had to pick up some stuff before. So Sophie's like... So at this point, it was just me, Sophie, you, and
Julia.
And we're like, okay, Sophie, why don't you just pull the car around? Like, let's just drop our stuff off, and then we'll go run and grab some stuff. Grab some groceries. Yeah.
Like snacks.
Snacks, beverages, and whatever. And then... they're like, Sophie says, oh, okay, Jane's just on the phone, like, we'll pull the car and we'll meet her. Little did they know, I was running to the car and hiding in the trunk of the car.
And she didn't pop out to, like, we had been driving for, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah!
And she popped out.
And then I grabbed Julia's shoulders, and I'm like,
I'm so scary. I'm so glad I didn't sit in the back.
I know.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
But also, like, again, like, the story didn't really make sense, because she was like, She was like, oh, Jane is taking a call. And we were like, taking a call? Who says that anymore? We were like, she's just on the phone. And then she was like, yeah, she's talking to her mom, but, like, we'll just bring the car around. And I was like, why don't we just wait for Jane? She was like, it doesn't make sense. And then I believed her. Like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, my God. Another prank, which I don't even know if you guys know this part. So I wake up in the morning, and it's like, 9:15, and I see all these, like, alerts and notifications that, like, Jane_Schmelkin on Instagram requested to follow you, and I'm like, okay, that's sus. And I open it, and it's my same profile picture and, like, Tufts in the bio, and I'm like, and it has, like 8 posts but 0 followers, and I'm like, oh my God, I've been hacked.
Funny.
This is about to be so embarrassing. So I text my family, and I'm like, don't answer if they, like, request you or DM you or anything. Like, it's a hack. And then I start, like, reporting the account, because I'm like, I don't want to have to deal with this. Like, because I've seen people who have gotten
hacked a lot.
And it's so awkward. And then it turns out, and I didn't even mention it to you guys, because I, like, wasn't thinking about it anymore.
So you would have been fine if we accepted the follow request.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to warn you guys. You guys can get hacked. But then, at breakfast, Julia's like, did you, like, get anything weird, like, on your Instagram? I'm like, yeah, did you? And she's like, no, it was April Fool's. I was trying to play a prank on you.
She should have made it public.
I know. And then she was all mad because she spent, like, hours.
It should have been, like, so many posts, and the last post would be, like, April Fool's, Jane, love Julia.
That would have been good.
We can do it to someone next year.
I know. She was also doing, like, while I was in the store and you guys were in the car.
Yeah.
Well, okay. She would be like...
Oh, yeah. She was, like... she got so... I think after you pranked her and, like, got her, like, scared her...
Yeah,
she got so into it. And she called, like, literally all of her home friends individually, and she'd call them, and she'd be like, come downstairs.
I'm right outside. I'm waiting for you.
No, she'd be like, come downstairs. And they'd be like, what do you mean? She'd be like, just come downstairs. Just do it. And they'd be like, what do you mean? Are you here? And they'd get so excited, like, on the brink of tears. And
then
she'd
be so like, hey. Mean.
And she'd, like, wait for them to go downstairs. And then she felt so bad after that.
Yeah.
She did it to, like, 3 people, and she was like, I can't do it anymore.
point.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We were good this year.
We were pranksters. We almost tried to send Julia to, like, we were gonna, like, hang. We told her that we were, like, hanging out with Jane's cousin. And we, like, made it so real. Like,
yeah,
she completely believed it.
Yeah, like, we're meeting here before we go out. Like we're, like, and then we were gonna text her, like, oh, we're all here,
we're
already.
There.
Just, like, come right in. Like, we actually went across the hall to their other friends.
Because, wait, is their door taped?
Yeah.
And we would've been like, just go right in. Like,
just like, come right in.
We're all
in
here.
And then she would come in, and then they'd be like, what?
They'd be in, like, their pajamas, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she'd be in, like, her outfit, like, all right, we're ready.
I was cracking up in the library for, like, a full hour just thinking about that. And then Jane ruined it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We couldn't let. I don't think that I was
that
ever
actually
gonna.
Kind of, yeah.
It would have been really mean. It's so funny though.
I know.
And I wanted to, like, have her, like, dress up, like, tell her that, like, where we were going had, like, a theme, and she had to, like, dress it up.
I know. That would be really good.
That'd be funny. But yeah, that was April Fool's.
April, then
Jane said she wants to do that on the first of every month.
Oh, yeah. I had so much fun pranking that I think we should just keep it going. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the first. Like, okay, April Fool's is always going to be April 1st. But once a month, we should do a Fool's. And it's whoever gets the prank first. Like, because if it's always on the first of the month, like,
yeah,
May 1st,
know.
Then we'll know that, oh, you're just pranking. But, like, let's say I do it on, like, May 10th and I prank you first. Then, like,
yeah,
that's the established day.
Then
we're just not pranking.
That's just constant lying to each other.
It's so good.
I'd be so on edge. Like, I was so on edge that day. After you pranked me, I was on.
Yeah, you're,
I was,
like, looking behind
you. That was, like, crazy. I fully believed, like, my life, like, changed. And, like, anyone that was involved in the prank, like, I saw them differently after for, like,
yeah,
days.
Like, yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, my God, you did that? But, like, no, they didn't. They were just, their name was just brought
prank.
Into a prank.
They don't even know.
Yeah. They
know.
Literally don't even know because I still think about it. So that's awkward for me. But, yeah, yeah. I think it wouldn't be as special if we do it once a month. Like,
yeah.
It's just so special.
So
April,
special.
April 1st. You're so special.
I know. Well, more pranks to come.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll prank you guys.
Oh,
listeners.
Yeah. Oh, if only.
I just thought of such a funny prank.
Well, don't tell them.
Okay, I'm not gonna tell them.
Yeah. Them meaning the listeners. We might
them.
Prank you. Stay alert.
Stay alert.
Should
we do a PSA?
Oh, yeah. Let's do a PSA. It's
okay.
That time of the show. It's about 9:30. We've got about a half hour left.
Half hour left.
Yeah. All you, Soy.
Okay. This one's about home fires, but for some reason I read it as home fries. And I was like, they have one about home fries. Okay. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay. This one's called School on Wheels of Massachusetts. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students, grades K through 12, impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make a real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@sowma.org or visit our website at www.sowma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. That's a great volunteer.
That's awesome.
I don't know how old this is.
Yeah.
It's probably really old.
You
but
should check it
if
out.
You're interested,
totally.
Go School to www.schoolonwheels, but it's just the initials SOWMA, Massachusetts.org. So SOWMA.org.
SOWMA.org.
School on Wheels, Massachusetts.org.
That's awesome.
That's great. Okay.
Yay.
There's our PSA for the week.
there's the PSA. All right, should we take a little break?
Listen,
let them hear
some
music, and we'll be back because we're in a chit-chatty mood.
And I can see us twisted in bed sheets. I get sipped away like a bottle of wine. Cause you were never mine. Cause you were never mine. Never mine. Do you remember? Remember when I pulled up and said get in the car? And then canceled my plans just in case you called. Back when I was living for the hope of it all.
Someone's on their knees and asks you, she would have made such a love. lovely bride. What a shame she's fucked in the head, they said. But you'll find the real thing instead. She'll patch up your tapestry that I shred. And hold your hand while dancing. Never leave you standing. Crestfallen on the landing. With champagne problems. Your mom's ring in your pocket. Her picture in your wallet. You won't remember all my champagne problems. You won't remember all my champagne problems.
Front seat of her car. She's bad blood royalty, but that's fine. you should've known. To the side of the freeway, it all came clear in a flash. So I called to tell you I love you. Got so many questions to ask. Like, where are we going? What are we doing? We said we'd make memories, not dreams. Baby, is now or never. So go home and pack your things. Cause I of heaven thinking what we might have missed. Don't want to waste another day we're given, cause we're scared of taking risks. Let's see the eight world. We love, kill the dream now, but don't kill the dreamer. No, this time won't get the best of us. So we're setting off, we're getting on a plane. We're going a little crazy, don't have to explain. We'll be laughing like kids on a playground, taking hold of this life by the reins. Cause I don't wanna go through the gates of heaven thinking what we might have missed. Another day we're given, cause we're scared of taking risks. Let's see the eight world wonders before we're 6 feet under.
Scared of taking risks. Let's see the eight world wonders before we're 6 feet.
Hey.
Hey.
Soy.
I got it.
All right, so we've got about 13 minutes
also,
left.
We were gonna prank you guys, but then we, like, couldn't think of something that, like, wasn't really scary.
Yeah.
Because, do you guys know about the Orson Welles thing? Where when he had a radio show, he did, like, a Halloween episode where he, like, pretended. If you guys don't know who Orson Welles is, he was, like, a really famous movie maker back in the day, and he made, like, Citizen Kane. You probably know that movie.
I know that movie.
And so, and he had this radio show, and he, like, did a Halloween episode where he basically, like, made it sound like there were, like, Martians invading. And
whoa.
People believed him. Because it's a radio. Like, if
yeah.
you can act well enough, like, people were going to believe you. And, like, all these people were calling in, and, like, it created, like,
this whole
thing.
Orson, are you okay?
Yeah. But they thought that they were being attacked, too. And they got, like, super scared.
Shoot.
And it was, like, this whole thing. So we decided against pranking you guys.
Yeah, but
for
this,
now.
This whole time we were brainstorming pranks, but we decided none of them were appropriate. For now.
For now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
But yeah, so.
So, well.
Oh, so, yeah.
So.
Well, wait,
well.
So, what? But the,
what? So, while
no.
off air.
Okay, fine. Go.
We were just talking about. I wanted Jane to tell you guys about her adventures last Friday night.
Yeah, last Friday night, for all you jumbos listening in. Probably the most underrated fact here known about Tufts and Medford Somerville is that there is a Subway sandwich literally a 4-minute walk from campus.
The fine dining establishment?
Yeah, no one talks about that. I've never seen people walking around with Subway bags.
Yeah, it's so close. It's like literally like a 3-minute. Hey,
yeah.
Frank.
Guys, hey, Frank.
Here.
Frank just got here.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, stay tuned. Yeah, so Subway is literally 5 minutes away. Four. Not even.
Not
if
even.
If you live in Harleston, three.
Three.
TBH.
Literally three.
So,
it's
yeah.
It's so close. It's probably the closest place to Harleston. Well, all those places, but, like, that's the
yeah.
one.
No, but even there's, like, the Dunkin'.
Yeah.
A Mexican place. And, like, an Indian spot. There's all these.
And we never go.
I know.
We always go just skip to Davis.
I know, but there are some gems on the way.
And was it good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Was it class, like?
Subway. It's exactly what I expected and exactly what I wanted in the moment.
I feel like I probably haven't had Subway in, like, at least, like, 12 years.
Yeah. Shout out, if you're still listening, he used to only, like, the vegetarian Subway and we used to get it after tennis and he would get, or maybe it was before, and he would just get a vegetarian sandwich, no cold meat.
Why?
Not into
Does
it.
Does he like cold meat now?
No.
Cold
no.
Huh.
No cold meat.
Interesting.
I know. A little fun fact.
Everyone has... Oh, this is what I was talking to Julia about. Like, I was like, Subway was like the first Chipotle. Like, you're the first, like, make your own fast food.
Yeah.
Because, like, fast food, I feel like you think of just, like, already made, like, like, I'm ordering, like, this specific burger. You're just, like, that's why it's so fast, because they just make the same
yeah.
thing over and over.
Yeah.
But Subway's fast food where, like, they're not making the same thing over and over. It's, like, very specialized.
Right.
And, like, I feel like that inspired, like, Cava and Chipotle and, like, mm-hmm. all these other...
Duck donuts.
I feel like that's so cool.
Yeah. Like, make your own. Give the customer some say. Totes. Yeah, what else?
And my sister and Catherine, her girlfriend, who lived... right outside Davis, so they're also surprised there's a Subway there.
Yeah, like...
Because no one talks about
it. Yeah. So maybe that's going to be added into the repertoire.
But shoot, now it's not underground anymore.
Oh, guys, if you start making Subway crowded, we're going
to
keep the DL. Okay,
no,
only...
No, we want them to do well, too.
Yeah.
Well, Subway does well.
I think if they stayed open later, it would be really great.
Yeah, what time do they close?
I don't know, but I feel like...
That would be so cool, like a sub place at like 12 a.m.
Yeah.
Late night subs.
Subway.
Maybe that's a good business idea.
No. We've been sharing too many ideas with them.
Yeah, I know.
Like, keep it for us.
I'm keeping my main retirement idea. No one's going to know.
Well, you just told them.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
It's actually not that special. Whatever.
No, don't say it.
I won't say it.
Yeah, so there's a Subway over there.
What else can we tell you? Oh, I don't know if we've established this on air yet, but Zoe and I are coffee drinkers now.
Zoe and I?
Well, okay, I am. No, Zoe kind of is. Yeah, I'm a coffee drinker.
I actually drank coffee yesterday.
I know.
But it just doesn't wake me up, so I don't get the point of it. And it usually makes me
tired. I like the taste.
I love the taste. I've been drinking coffee since I was like 7.
She's been a coffee drinker.
I just love the taste.
Yeah. And that's about it.
But it would be like milk with like milk.
Milk.
It would be milk with like a little
May. I saw a TikTok the other day that was, it went through, there are 23 neighborhoods of Boston.
What?
And it went through for like a 2-second clip on each of them. And let's talk about some of the underrated, perfectly rated, and wanna hit that up more ones of Boston.
What's the what wanna hit that up more?
Seaport. I was in Seaport yesterday.
Oh, you had a field trip.
Oh yeah, I could talk about, I had a field trip yesterday. It was awesome. And it was in Seaport. And Seaport's like up and coming. There's a lot of construction, so I feel like in 2 years it's gonna hit its peak. But it's so pretty, and it's like right on the water.
I love being by the water.
And there's like this whole boardwalk. Maybe next day when it's nice out, we should go to the boardwalk.
100%.
Anyone can join us, listeners.
Oh, we are gonna talk about the weather, guys.
Now there's only 7 minutes left.
See that on the weather? Okay. Next Wednesday. Okay, starting Monday. I'm just gonna list out the highs until Saturday. Monday, 63.
Whoa.
Tuesday, 65. Whoa. Wednesday, 69. Thursday, 82. Friday, 79. Saturday, 68. Friday, let's go to the boardwalk. Oh, no, I have my gospel choir concert.
Oh, can I come?
Yeah, obviously.
What time?
Oh, we could go before. It's at like 5 or something.
But, okay, so out of the neighborhoods, I'd say that's underrated. Give me a perfectly rated. I have one in mind if you can't think of one.
Perfectly rated. I think the North End.
I was gonna say that.
Because like I think the food is really good.
Yeah, it's awesome and it has an
awesome
taste.
And it's really appreciated.
Agree.
I was thinking should it be overrated, but I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. What else? Low key, Davis Square underrated. People should come here more. Agree or
yeah.
Oh, here's the next. Oxford. And yeah, now that the weather is getting nicer, Boston Common.
I feel like perfectly. A little.
Oh. Disagree?
Maybe it's because I'm just so loyal to Central Park. But I think it's a little
she's
overrated.
A New Yorker. Yeah.
I love Boston Common, but.
Come on. No.
Well, I think it's nice.
It's sweet.
It's cute. But I don't like, I'm not like obsessed with it.
She's not obsessed with it.
Okay. Especially because I feel like the surrounding, okay, like the like Beacon Hill side is nice, but I feel like the
underrated
other side,
too.
Yeah, but I feel like the other side where like fajitas and Rita's is not that.
Not
that vibey.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a park should be surrounded by nice.
Well.
By nice vibes.
No. Okay, it's just that like one street you go on, but then like past fajitas like during the day.
Yeah. Well, like where that movie theater is.
Oh, speaking of movies, I saw Cocaine Bear in theaters last week. Would I recommend? No.
Would you?
No.
Was it funny?
It was really funny.
But was it like, were you laughing at things you think were supposed to be funny?
No. I don't know. I also...
Like, were you laughing at it or with it?
Oh, good question. I think it was a creative plot because, like, there was a bear that had too much cocaine, but in real life... It, like, got into this dropped cocaine bear, but then it... Or cocaine bag, and then it just, like, overdosed and died.
Oh.
But in the movie, it, like, went crazy off cocaine and, like, tried to eat all these people.
Did it eat anyone?
Oh, yeah. It was so gory. Well, sorry. Spoiler.
It's okay. I don't think I'm gonna see it.
That was, like, in the trailer anyways.
Well, Julia's film teacher liked it.
Really? Yeah, I mean, it was entertaining. It was good.
My mom wants a Passover shout-out. My mom makes the best brisket in the whole world.
Oh.
And okay, you can say your mom makes the best brisket in the world, but you'd be lying.
You'd be lying. Tell them. Yeah. All right. Well,
There's about 3 minutes left. We're going to start to wrap up the show. Oh, shoot. We forgot to think of...
we have... See you next time.
Rosanna's in the house.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And Jane and Zoe signing off.
Signing off.
No hope for tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this.
So we just thought of one.
Can we get the check? Because we're signing off.
Goodbye.
I can see that you're all so sad, so quiet. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on.